Now, Michelle Atagana was in studio with me during the course of the week, and earlier this week we had a conversation with her on using Google Apps to improve your holiday and your road trip experience. And this is what she had to say.
Well, I think that, well, personally, I just missed Cape Town and I wanted to do something fun in Cape Town, obviously. So I thought, well, why don't I take a bunch of press and some influencers around the city, or in this case, the waterfront, and see how they can use Google Apps to navigate their way. So if they were traveling and it's their first time in a country or in any city, how can they use some of the apps that you have to offer to, one, find their way, but also have a better time by discovering cool new things to do?
I think people just basically find a need for something and then punch in the need into Google, and then it satisfies that particular need. But very often we want to actually find something more. So what is the scavenger hunt thing about, and when will you launch the idea?
Well, so we did it on Wednesday in Cape Town. It was just with a bunch of people. The idea is we had a bunch of really cool apps that are what I call search based. So it's apps that allows you to look for something or that help you find something. So the Google search app, which is really great for all your queries, Google Maps, which allows you to get where you're going, but also recommend some really cool stuff for you to do in places. And then one of my favorite apps that I don't think we talk about enough, especially in South Africa, is Google Lens, which allows you to identify things. So if I'm walking around this beautiful city and I see a fantastic landmark, but I don't know what it is, I can just point the lens at it and it will say, oh, this is the statue, or this is the Table Mountain that everybody's been talking about.
And it'll basically give you all the information about mm-hmm. what you're looking. So if you look at all the Nobel Prize winners on the waterfront, and you actually stand in front of Nelson Mandela or Bishop yep. Desmond Tutu or F.W. de Klerk, you point the Google lens at that and it'll give you all the information that you need.
Absolutely.
Fascinating.
That was one of our scavenger hunt spots. Mm. So people had to find out who those people were and get some information on what prizes they won in the Nobel Peace Prize and all of that. So it's quite a lot of fun. And for me, it's so great, especially if you travel a lot and you take a lot of photos as well in places. And then you're going through your photos and you go, I don't remember where this was taken. Like, what is this place in the background? You can also tap the lens icon within your Google Photos and it would tell you, oh, this was taken in Paris or in Joburg or Budapest or wherever it is you went to.
And at lunchtime, was there a scavenger hunt for restaurants in and around Cape Town?
Yes, so the idea was to actually make their own juices at Watershed, Cape Town Watershed mm-hmm. Township Arts. And they got a bunch of kind of blind ingredients and they had to ask Google to kind of help them figure out how to make healthy juice. Mine wasn't so healthy, but a healthy juice. And then the idea is also to identify what you're eating and what is this, what are the nutritional content of this particular thing I'm eating. So it was a lot of fun.
A big thing within the Cape Town sort of restaurant scene from time to time are the searches, probably in terms of where to go in the township, because township tours are so popular here. And, you know, for instance, we featured a beautiful cake shop, Anissa's Cake Shop, out in Bonteville. Will those items be on the search itself, or will people be allowed to broaden that scope of just going out of the fine dining scene?
Absolutely, you should definitely do that. So one of my favorite things about Google Maps is something we call local guides, where people can create lists of places you should go see. So I would love to see a local guide list in Cape Town of just amazing township spots to go visit. But if you also search for like township restaurants or township spots, you should be able to find some great options on Google. But I think definitely it'd be lovely to see someone, one of the local guides, create a lovely list of, you know, township tours or things to do in the different townships. I think that would be nice to see on Google Maps.
Chatting this afternoon to Communications and Public Affairs Head of Google, Michelle Atagana, Google South Africa, explaining a new initiative about a scavenger hunt. And is there any way in which, for instance, on the particular app, the sort of travel with Google app, is there any way that a contribution can be made onto the app itself?
Yeah, so like I said, these are various apps. So you've got your Google search app, you've got, you know, Google Lens, you've got Google Maps or Google Photos for those of you like taking a lot of photos. So on Google Maps, you can make a suggestion. You can say, hey, this location says they open from 9 to 8. Actually, they only open from 10 to 9, not, you know, so you can make those suggestions. And local guides are such a huge community on the Google Maps, and Cape Town has a thriving local guides community, and they contribute a lot of content in terms of going to restaurants, rating restaurants, putting pictures onto different locations so people can see what they look like, because we're creatures of habit, right? Mm. We want to see what the food looks like in a restaurant before we go. We want to see what, you know, a location looks like before we go there if we're interested in going there. We want to see what hotel rooms look like before we stay there. So users can just add these contributions to places they go. So in Cape Town, I stayed at a hotel. I took lots of photos of different things that I enjoyed at the hotel. And when I do my review on Google Maps of that hotel, I'm going to add those photos to support that review. So when someone is looking for information, it's much more helpful because it's come from someone who has stayed at the hotel, not just the hotel.
Mm. And that is actually a rating for me to say, somebody else has experienced this, and therefore, if it's rated 4.5 out of 5, it'll be a great place to go.
Absolutely.
To. In terms of, for instance, we went through a massive water crisis in Cape Town. Will there be an opportunity, for instance, to say, you know, that these institutions or these places or these hotels and B&Bs, these are your eco-friendly ones, and, you know, that they contribute to a safer planet?
Absolutely. I think, you know, the sky really is the limit, because when you review a hotel, the information you add is up to you. And we do, so the review panel, it also takes into account a lot of different parameters. So it will go, what were the rooms like? Okay, I'm going to give the rooms a 4-star, but I'm going to give, you know, maybe the showers a 3-star because I don't think they're quite up to standard. So it, you can kind of pick and choose. Was it family friendly? Those kind of things. And it will give it an average. And I really do think, as someone who's a huge fan of the environment, and being born on World Environment Day, it's really important for me when I go to hotels that are eco-friendly. So it's something that I like to think about when I also do my reviews, to go, you know, for the eco-friendly ones, this is the place to go, and take photos of the eco-friendly signs. So things where hotel prompts you to go, take a, you know, less than a 2-minute shower, or take, leave your towels on the rail rather than on the floor for it to be yet washed again. Mm. So I think it's good to add those kind of information when you do reviews on Google Maps.
Chatting this afternoon to Michelle at Ghana, and of course explaining to us the new initiative, which is a Google Travel app. And of course, she is the head of communications and public affairs at Google South Africa. Who is the ideal person that this is targeted to?
Well, so everybody that uses our products use it for a different reason, right? So if you're traveling, you are the ideal target for Google Maps. You're the ideal target for the search app for photos. Even we have a specific app for travelers called Google Trips, where you can have all your booking details on there. So your ticket, your hotel reservation, and it also gives you some cool discounts on things you can do when you get to your destination. So I think anyone who loves to travel, no matter where you're going, it could be just a weekend out in Stellenbosch, or it could be going down to Knysna or up to Joburg, or going to Paris or New York or Lagos or Kenya.
Yeah. And this is particular sort of groundbreaking technology for people who want to travel. And it gives you an insight, because I would love to go to Istanbul and go to Turkey, but sometimes you look at the political climate and you look at things happening on the news, but there are incredible parts of Turkey which is very, very safe, and it's quite safe to go there these days. So these experiences would then add to the technology, and then the technology adds to that experience and gives the person an opportunity to say, listen, you know what, this is what you can experience, and don't be scared.
Absolutely. So that's why I keep saying it's really all about the people. It really is. If you go somewhere, you should add information about that place so other people can go experience it, which is really, really important in terms of when I think about things like the township tours that you talk about. Because when people think about the city of Cape Town, they think about the city and the inner city of Cape Town. Mm. They don't think about all the other great things you can do around. People don't often think, what could I possibly go do in, say, Langa or Khayelitsha? And there's so many amazing things you can do there. So people who do those things, they need to add that content so other people can see it and go experience what they experience as well.
That's fantastic, because I always say to people who say to me, I'm going to Dubai. why don't you go to Old Dubai, which is actually where the culture and the history and the food and everything is. When will this be rolled out? When can we look forward to seeing all of this sort of new technology in terms of travel?
Well, it's all already there. All of the stuff is available for everyone to use already. You can do all those cool things already within Google Maps, within the search app. You know, as soon as you arrive in a new country, your Google search app will kind of gives you a little page that has the currency, the things to do. So all the stuff is already happening. What we just did this week is just really package it in a way to show people how they can use what already exists to just enhance their trips when they travel. Mm.
It's no use having a smartphone in your hand if you don't know how to use it. And it's no use having a fancy car if you don't know how to drive it.
Absolutely.
Where can listeners get more info? What are they, should they actually be going to look for on Google itself?
So if you've got the Google app for iOS users, just make sure that you've kind of set it up properly, put your interest in so it can kind of feed you all the right information. We have a tab there called Discover, and it will kind of help you discover things. There's an Explore tab that kind of gives you options of possible things to do, creating your own personal assistant within Google. And then for those who are fans of Google Maps, as an Explore tab, which also allows you to kind of explore your surrounding and what you're doing, and a specific For You tab within Google Maps that allows you to just see things that Google thinks you will enjoy based on places you've been and other things that you've done. So it will recommend trending restaurants in your city, in your favorite city, for instance. Right now, my trending restaurants are set between Lagos and Johannesburg because I spend a lot of time in Lagos. So I keep getting all these restaurants that people are going to in Lagos, and I'm like, but I'm not there right now and I really want to go there. So I have a list of all these restaurants that I want to go to. And that's also what's really great is you can then create a to-do list. So it's places I want to go. And then you can save them on Google Maps, and you can even share them with your friends so they can contribute. So if you're doing a road trip together with a bunch of people. So yeah, so within the product, and Google Photos is amazing if you take a lot of photos and always run out of space, because it backs it up for you in the cloud in the original size, and then you can free up space on your device itself. And it helps you also create like a fantastic album of your trip. And it's really, really good at creating GIFs, which is my favorite thing in the world, obviously.
I think I'll have to go and tell the wife I'm going to be on Google for the next 4 days, and I won't be, you know, I won't be watching anything. Michelle Atagana, thank you so much for coming into studio. Thanks so much for chatting to us. And that's the new Google app, a bit of a scavenger hunt, which they did in Cape Town, and safe trip down to Durban and from there to Joburg. And of course, the next time you come down, we'll take you on a township tour in Cape Town. And
fabulous.
Of course, yeah. I don't think we serve goat like they do in Lagos. Thanks, Michelle, and have a wonderful afternoon.
Thank you.